Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Today, we are talking sleepers. We are getting into the crazy wide world of sleepers and what the hell do they mean? Who are they anymore? From breakouts to sleepers, we always have that discussion. This is a really great crew of players that we're going to be talking about. The SEO headline would be 10 sleepers that you must have because we've got 10 sleepers. We are not Bogman and the Welsh. I am Chris Welsh. Scott Bogman is down for the count. Hardcore down for the count with whatever flu is going on. So I brought in pretty much the literal best guest that you could bring in the entire industry. And I will tell you who that is in just 1 second. But go and check out inthisleague.com today. If you guys want to check out the prospect ranks, dynasty ranks, we've got redraft ranks. Bogman's ranks should be up and I think are up now as we speak as well. You can have access to our community in the GroupMe rooms, access to us, be a part of mock drafts and more. And you're just like this wonderful, awesome, cool person who's supporting Bogman and the Welsh. It's still an independent podcast, even if I work with Fantasy Pros. In This League is still independent, but you are supporting Bogman and I when you do it. Go get the stuff. Check it out today, inthisleague.com, and join the ITL Army, the many, the proud ITL Army. Joining me and filling that seat is the great and powerful Frankie Stamps, Frank Stample. Frankie.
Welshie, what's going on, man? You know what? I've got to figure out afterwards how much I owe you for that intro. I mean, you threw around words like fantastic, the great, the strong. I don't know. What have I done to earn these titles, Welshie? I don't know. You tell me.
It's all true. What are you talking about? Okay, well, let's do this. First off, just one of my great friends in the industry has always had my back and taken care of me. Second off, you're just like, you know, on the number one baseball show on the planet. Let's acknowledge that CBS host of CBS Fantasy Baseball Today. That's important. And you are one of the best fantasy baseball players out there. So it's like, it's a trifecta. Great dude, great podcast, and great fantasy baseball player, my friend. So no money needed, no crazy glazing, but like, listen, you're in my top three, I think, of podcasts that I have done with people over time. It's Bogman's number one, Pizapia's number two, and you are number three. I've done probably the most podcasts with you, third most on, you know, the times that you guys have had me on CBS and everything like that. So we have a storied history, my friend.
That is true. And yes, I do appreciate the kind words. And, you know, I was thinking about it. It's kind of like a MySpace top eight, right? Like if you're creating fantasy baseball host, MySpace top eight. Yeah. As long as I'm in your top eight, well, that's fine by me.
Yeah, top three. I mean, like, you're the guy. So, and Frank also is just like so fantastic because I just, you know, to point out, not everybody has those amazing cards that they can use where they can go to like the host of the number one baseball podcast and be like, yo, Frankie, you want to do a show with me? You're already doing a show with me next week on Fantasy Bros, but like, can I get you on another show? Frankie doesn't hesitate. So there's a little abuse of my friendship with Frank, maybe, but also like, I think we enjoy doing podcasts together. And this is a really interesting topic as well, talking about sleepers. And I won't, I guess I kind of do, I feel like I do this every single year. So maybe I'll just avoid doing it this year. But then, you know, there becomes that big discussion of like, well, what is a sleeper anymore? You know, it's like my Jerry Seinfeld, like, what's the deal? Like, there's so, who is a sleeper? Because everybody, there's so much fantasy baseball content out there and everybody is talking about every art. You just posted a great article. You are, I think it's Sleepers 1.0 over on CBS, which you guys can check out. We're going to be talking about some of those players that made it, but like, that is a popular term. And because there's so much in the space, people can get a little jaded to what a sleeper is. They can see a name and they're like, well, really? Is that a sleeper? And it's like, yeah, man, it definitely is. And I guess my best interpretation as we are going to approach this are players that are not coming in with a lot of excitement. Like there are players that, you know, top 50, top 100, even into the 200s that just have that, get that buzz. Like everybody wants to get in on those guys, especially like prospects. A lot of prospects are going to have lower ADPs, but they're not really sleepers because they're on minds. My interpretation is like, these are players that, you know, wherever they're being drafted, whether it's, you know, in the 150s, the 200s outside the top 300, that not only like do I think that they're values, but I also don't think there's any like excitement or buzz or people are pulling the trigger. So that's a version of my interpretation, which differs from a breakout player, because a breakout player is like, well, I think they are going to jump. They're going to jump to a next level, where this is like, well, I think, again, we're just sleeping on the potential growth of these players and they just don't have that buzz. Anything you want to add, push against on kind of your interpretation where, you know, you put the article together and the players that we're going to talk about for sleepers?
No, I think that's really well said. And, you know, sleeper versus breakout, for me, it's, you know, sleeper, it's more so synonymous with undervalued players. I think guys that can provide a certain level of value. Breakouts are guys that maybe league winning potential, you know, guys that really have the ability to jump up like 50 spots from where they were drafted to maybe where they finished the season or maybe even higher than that. Right. So it's, they're more buzzy, usually younger, you know, second, third year player types. And, you know, I guess sleepers can fit that mold too, but maybe don't have as much upside. And, you know, something you brought up about sleepers, and it's something I kind of struggle with is, you know, there are no sleepers anymore, right? Everybody knows every player. And I think we kind of get caught up in that, like, it's kind of an echo chamber, the fantasy baseball community. Like, we all know the players that we're talking about. And, you know, NFBC players know all the players that we're talking about. And I'm not saying this, you know, to in a demeaning way or anything, but like the average fantasy player, they might not know who we're talking about. You know what I'm talking? Like the guy that's playing a 10 or 12 team home league with his buddies or his friends and family, like whatever it might be, they might not know who these sleepers are. So like, as much as we hear these names all the time, you know them, I know them, every prospect guru, every fantasy analyst, every high stakes player knows who these players are. The average fantasy player might not.
It's so great.
I think just keep that in mind.
It's a really good point because, and just people listening might not understand this, where some of this comes from as well is like, there's a part of us as content baseball, fantasy baseball creators where, you know, you'll come up with a name and I bet you've probably done this as well. And then you'll come up with a name and you're just like, oh man, like a lot of people talked about them. Like maybe that's not as buzzy because people are drafting them. And then you can talk yourself out of it. But you know, at the end of the day, the people that are consuming, like, yes, you're going to have like the higher end of players wanting to consume those, but like, you can't let, just because a lot of industry people, we feel the same, we're all looking at the same data for the most part. You know, we're all looking at that stuff. We're going to feel that same way. So just because like other people feel the same way, we can talk ourselves out of wanting to put it out there. But for the majority of it, like there's casual, there's more casuals than there are hardcore people. We fall into, as you mentioned, our echo chamber. And also breakouts, sleepers, undervalued. I think they're just children of the same spawn. Like they're spawns of the same realm. They're just siblings of each other. They're just different versions of kind of the same. They might be like tiny little differences in the terms and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, they're in the same general family. So I don't get too caught up in it, though. I will say, I think I did a pretty good job. I think you did a phenomenal job of picking players that you're really not seeing a lot. I guess sleeper content is still starting to come out though, too, right now, that I don't feel like they fit the mold of the breakouts. I just did a breakout video on Fantasy Pros, and I did use one player on the breakouts that I think is a sleeper, but it's like I didn't feel compelled to use, you know, these popular names. And again, that kind of comes back to the sleeper area. But yeah, I think what you said is a very good marker for maybe even content creators, that it's like, yo, don't worry, you know, do your guys. Don't worry about what other people think. Also, don't necessarily worry about if there's a selection of like hardcore listeners that are like, oh yeah, I heard blah, blah, blah do it. It's like, okay, it's fine. Again, we are consuming the same stuff, Frank, like you said.
Yeah. And honestly, like doubling down on sleepers, it should only make the consumer feel better about that player, right? Like if Agreed. You and I came on here and we had like two or three of the same sleepers, people should perk up and say, wow, you know, if multiple people like this guy, he might be really good this season. So yeah, again, we're all looking at the same data. We all know what to look for. We're looking at plate discipline and exit velocities and Statcast data and all this kind of stuff. And
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
We know what to look for in a sleeper now. Obviously, those guys don't always hit. But yeah, I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of the same sleepers and breakouts across the industry. I mean, look, breakout names, the Junior Camineros, Wyatt Langfords, James Woods. Like, you know, we all have a pretty good idea of, hey, this is a young player who has a ton of upside. Can he take that next step? We feel pretty good about it. Those are your breakouts. Sleepers, a little bit less heralded. Let's call it that.
Yeah, and hopefully we're getting ahead of it a little bit in January as we record this, recording the sleepers, that you might see some names as more content creators and stuff put sleepers out there. Maybe ours will make it. I don't know. You guys can decide and you can let us know, and that'll get us into that. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to be going through 10 sleepers, 5 from Frank, 5 from me, and then you guys can judge what you think about that. Sleepers coming up right here on In This League after this.
Hey, In This League.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Alrighty, let's talk about these sleepers. You know, you were saying in the open one thing that's funny is you're like, if we had the same sleepers. I will say, like, obviously, like, I got your list before and I was not going to pick the players that you had. But for some confirmation, there's a couple on here that I really like. And like, I could have seen myself doing specifically, actually, there's an outfielder on here. Actually, most of those guys, the hitters. I'm excited to hear some of the pitchers. We've both got, it looks like, 2 pitchers and 3 hitters. I kind of followed the scheme of it as we're going to go through here. These are our sleepers. We'll give you the breakdowns here. And Frank, let's start with your first sleeper up here, Josh Lowe. Lau, but it's Low. It's not Brandon Lau. It's Low. Talk yes. myself out of it for a second.
Always so confusing. I mean, especially two guys on the same team with the same last name that are pronounced differently.
But I interviewed Josh too, by the way. I interviewed him during the AFL and we talked about that whole process. And it was just so weird and how Nathaniel and him, they just, you know, whatever, doesn't matter because there's no relation to Brandon, but they just don't care if it's Low or Low. But you kind of talk yourself out of it because you know there's one that's floating out there, but that's Brandon. But Josh Low, regardless of pronunciation, he is sleeper number one for you, Frank.
Yeah, so let's rewind a year ago to, you know, this time, early draft season, 2024. He's coming off this awesome 2023 season where he hit 292. He had 20 home runs, 32 steals, 835 OPS. He finished as the 44th overall player in Roto. He averaged 3.1 fantasy points per game on CBS. That was tied for 15th among outfielders. And then last season, basically ravaged by injury. If you remember, I mean, the ADP this time last year, January and February, top 75 pick for Josh Low. And then he gets to spring training, disaster hits. He suffers this oblique injury, starts the season on the IL. He returns eventually, lands on the IL once again with that oblique strain. And I just don't think he was ever right. Maybe I'm making excuses for the guy, but you could see it in the performance. He was limited to just 106 games. Even with that, still managed 10 home runs, 25 steals. He wasn't completely useless. Still did some pretty good things. He actually hit the ball harder than ever before, Josh Low. 90.8 average exit velocity last season. And one sneaky part about the Tampa Bay Rays hitters this season is that they are not playing in Tropicana Field. They are playing in George M. Steinbrenner Field, same dimensions as Yankee Stadium. And they're going to be playing there in the heat and humidity of Florida. Now, there are going to be rain delays. There is no doubt about that. There's going to be some messed up weather in Florida. I think, you know, a lot of their home games are front loaded in the season. So throughout the summer months, July, August, they're not playing as many home games. But the fact that left-handed bats have that short porch in right field now and the heat and humidity, the ball is going to fly. I love this for Josh Low. We know Yankee Stadium, third best home run park for left-handed batters. Same dimensions again. I think the assumption is that he's not going to play against left-handed pitching. That's probably a fair one with the Tampa Bay Rays. If you look at roster resource, their bench, it's not good. Like they don't have right-handed outfielders on their bench. So I think maybe there's some playing time upside here as well. I'm expecting closer to the player we saw in 2023. I think there's a bounce back. Maybe the batting average doesn't get all the way back there, but you know, 260, 270 plus. I think we could see a career high in home runs, 20 plus home runs, 30 plus steals. And you're getting that player at an ADP of 163 NFBC ADP in January. So going almost 100 picks later than where he was a year ago at this time, I'm looking at the bounce back for Josh Low.
Yeah, and I just put it up here on a visual as far as like a YouTube clipping. Yankees were second overall for right-handed hitters in a home run ballpark factor. Rays were 14th. That's quite a bit better than the overall ballpark factor, because if you go and look at overall ballpark factor, Yankees were 17th, but Rays were second worst in all of baseball. And I'm using the Yankee thing, as you mentioned, similar dimensions. So, you know, if you're going to get that type of an increase, Low really does have a lot of upside on there, especially because of the stolen bases. What is that? 57 stolen bases over the last 2 years. Now you're going to go in with a guy, you know, as you mentioned, like give me that combo, 10% barrel, over 45% hard hit rate. Bam, bam. Those are two big clicks for me. Now a better hitting environment. Yeah, maybe get some BABIP roll his way. His XBA didn't really support it here, but I think I'm in on this. Do you remember what his NFBC ADP is? Because I want to say, isn't he like post 150? I wrote mine down. I forgot to write yours on the sleepers here, because isn't he post 150?
Yeah. So in January, it's 163.1 as the 38th outfielder off the board. And like I mentioned, I mean, this time last year, January, February, before he got hurt in spring, he was a top 75 pick. So we're getting almost 100 spots of value year over year in a season that was riddled by injury with Josh Low.
I really like that. And I think he's one of those guys that becomes like a must target. You know, one of the big things I've been staring at in your battle between like how you draft in later rounds versus the earlier rounds. And, you know, like, oh, I got to get your sleeper here and this and that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
But, like, give me guys that have that 2020 potential. You should be, like, locked into players. And that's why I'm not going to talk about them on this episode, but I have talked a decent amount about both Dylan Cruz and Jason Dominguez, where there are some concerns. Like, clearly, you know, like, I don't actually get, like, audible hate about, like, how I like Jason Dominguez here, but I think I get eye-rolly hate about, like, he's just still, like, the top prospect to me. And, like, maybe the bat's going to completely fall apart or something like that, but that ballpark is a fantastic spot for him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
He's close-ish to a 2020 guy, but it's like in 120-something games. You put Steamer in there, he's almost at it, but it's like 130 games. So if he plays 150-game season, you're getting 2020 out of him. You're getting 2020... theoretical, maybe with more stolen bases out of Cruz. And I'm bringing this back to say Josh Lowe is another one of those guys where he could put up similar-ish like Dylan Cruz. You could go and get Dylan Cruz and Josh Lowe, combo them together in the 150s to be your outfield, let's say 3 and 4. You're killing in some runs. You're killing in some stolen bases. I like this pick for you. Where do you think the shares are going to be, Frankie, for like Josh Lowe? You think he's going to be like a high share guy? Because is this your favorite on the list that we're going to talk about?
I wouldn't say that he is the favorite, but especially in, look, any 5 outfielder roto leagues, like you said, if I can get Lowe as my outfielder 3, outfielder 4, and this is the profile that I am targeting in the middle rounds of drafts. You pointed out Lowe and Cruz, Dominguez, some of these other sleepers that I'm going to bring up that also provide some speed. Speed is so much easier to find in the middle rounds now than it's ever been, which makes sense. Obviously, yeah. The new rules and steals up across baseball. I almost want to focus on getting power and batting average early on in drafts because I know that there's so much bankable speed later in drafts. If you look, home runs, 25 plus, 30 plus home run hitters in the middle rounds. I mean, yeah, you can find some of those guys, but their batting average is going to sink you completely. So, I almost want to get my power and batting average early on and just take a bunch of these speed guys in the middle rounds.
My biggest struggle with exactly what you're saying has been like, I'm just so high on Ellie and what he can do that I've put him above Judge, but there's just like a categorical advantage if you were to take Judge and that type of power and your ability to pick up the stolen bases later with higher average than, like you said, than it is picking up power with higher average, that it does make me think twice. I think that's one of those things. Like your face, you were like, ooh, like Judge definitely over him. I think if I were doing 10 drafts, I would probably take Ellie like 5 or 6 times over Judge while still taking, you know, it's like close to 50-50 right in that spot. It's just like if Ellie was a little bit more empty in stolen bases, I might feel a little eh, but there's such a statistical advantage of getting power. Though I will say if I get like an Ellie at the beginning of a draft, I really like the thought of getting like a Devers or an Austin Riley or a 30 plus home run hitter like to combo with him. But are you like Judge 10 out of 10 times over Ellie?
Yeah, I think there's a clear top three for me, and it's Bobby Witt, Ohtani, and Aaron Judge. I think I have Ellie eighth overall, which means I'm probably not going to wind up with many shares of him. And look, I totally get the case for, like, he's, what, 23, 24 years old. He can continue to improve. I mean, who's to say he can hit 275 with 30 homers and, like, 60 steals this year? I don't think anyone would be surprised if Ellie pulled that off. But just the statistical profile and building out teams and the way that the player pool shakes out with ADP, it's just, again, it just feels so much easier to find speed in the middle rounds compared to batting average and power. So I do like to kind of build with those Judge or maybe Yordan, Vlad Jr. types in the early rounds.
Yeah, well, and Josh Lowe is a prime example of one of those guys, 20 plus stolen bases in a little bit more of a hitter friendly environment. This is one of my favorite. I think this is a classical sense of a sleeper. I probably have a couple on here that are really not, but this is like a classical sense and probably one of my absolute favorites. My sleeper I'm going to bring to you is Jordan Walker. I am back in with Jordan Walker. So I'm going to run through some stuff here I put together. The fall apart for him was absolutely real. He hit just 201 with a 250 OBP last year, and the K percentage went up 6 to 28%. But interestingly enough, there were improvements on many of his actual hitting metrics. His barrel percentage went up to 9.5%. Average EV went up like 2 miles per hour to 91, and his hard hit percentage even went up to 43%, which was just about 1%. Another really interesting thing about Jordan Walker in that failure, his zone contact percentage went up. That's not something you would necessarily expect as well. He was 81. He went up to 83%. And I'm doing the comparison of the year prior where he hit 276 with 16 homers and 400 at-bats. Good marker of a year. He improved on all of that, including his zone contact percentage. He had a dramatic struggle against fastballs. I've kind of done this a lot lately, and I'll be, you know, if you have any thoughts on this, I'd be curious. But the more I have looked, you see these really big swings in players whenever you see these huge swings in fastball struggles or dominance. When you see a guy who's like typically like a, let's say a 240 hitter against fastballs, and all of a sudden he hits 330 against four seam fastballs and like 320 against sinkers, that's usually not necessarily sustainable. And then the inverse works as well. When you see a guy that is usually like a decently, and Jordan Walker's always been a good fastball hitter, especially in the minors, but you see them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Abnormally bad as a fastball hitter. That usually doesn't, it's not sticky, that some people would say. And that's exactly what he had. He was under 200 against four-seam fastballs, and I believe it was changeup. And I just don't believe that's necessarily sustainable. He also ended the season pretty solidly. Hit 253 with five homers in that final month of the season after these struggles. This season, he's going to go in, and I'm going to pull something up here that I think is a really great thing. I'm a total sucker for narrative sometimes. And for this, this is a player that I think is absolutely physically impressive. His underlying hitting metrics got better while he sucked. End zone contact better, and he ended the year really well. He's going into this season being given the opportunity to stay. He's not going to have that, could he be sent down to the minors? The team has already committed, Nolan Gorman and him. They're going to stay in that lineup as they're getting rid of some of, you know, the other pieces. Nolan Arenado is probably going to be moved. That gives him also an opportunity to move up, but in the lineup. But one of the things I really love and something I'm looking for a guy like Jordan Walker is, where are the fix? What's the narrative on the fix? I'm going to pull this up here so everybody can listen to it. I don't know, Frankie, if you have seen this. This is Jordan Walker talking about his struggles hitting and what he's changed in this offseason working with a hitting coach. So I'm going to just play this real quick. This is Jordan Walker, about a minute and a half.
If we're going to go straight into details, I say hand placement is really the biggest thing. What he told me, he got in and he told me, and I thought it was a great idea. I was trying to fix it earlier on, and he kind of helped me with, was my hands are too far back to start. And what I mean by that, I guess if I could show you, if you look at the video, my hands are here and I can't really fire from there and get a consistent, you know, swing path like that. So when I was hitting homers back in 2023, when I was driving the ball back in the fall league in 2022, we looked at video of that. My hands were actually close to my body and I got to a fire position a lot closer to my body. And I think that was really the key on how I made more contact, how I, you know, and that was actually the goal early on this season. So we started with that. We started with the hands. How am I going to get my hands to a consistent placement? How am I going to fire from there every single time? So he was in the cage with me for a few days. He sat, you know, and watched all my swings side by side. He let me know when I was creeping back and getting into my old habits that I had in 2024. And that's really where it started. Now, what the second part of that was getting into my lower half. He said that I didn't get into my lower half as consistently. And I mean, I wish I had a video to really show you because we did have a long conversation about this and break this down. I would stop myself. I would stop myself from getting all the way in there and then I'll come out of it quicker. And I think that he just said that it's muscle memory, like for how fast I come out of my backside. But in 2022, like AA and in the fall league, I was getting more into my lower half. So that's also been the main focus. And then also we've had some hiccups with that as well. Like sometimes I felt like I was getting in too slow and I'd be a little too late. So really we worked on kind of getting, you know, what feels the best for me. And that's,
and I, Frank, I'm a sucker for that sometimes. And it may be the death of me, but you take these great underlying metrics that are still there for a guy that had a massive struggle in a sophomore slump. He's a 23-year-old with big power, and he is close to that marker of what I'm looking for in hitters. I want to see 10% barrel. I want to see 45 hard hit. He's there, but he improved his average EV. Big EV was there. He's going to get the ball in the air more, and they're talking about where the struggles were, and you can kind of bank off of that on the back half of the season. All of this put together, I'm very much in. I think Jordan Walker is setting himself up to put up some type of a like 20 to 25. Maybe, you know, he can sneak in some stolen bases. He had 7 stolen bases in 2023 and around 400-ish at bats that you could get 25-10 out of him possibly. And he is free at this point. His NFBC ADP as of January 1st up is 281. So Jordan Walker is like one of my favorite later sleeper guys that I want to get probably as a bench play. What do you think about Jordan Walker?
I think this is the perfect example of a sleeper in the post-hype sense because, I mean, for years, I mean, we've heard about the potential and the 80-grade power for Jordan Walker, and he was one of the top prospects in all of baseball, and now everyone has basically forgot about him. You mentioned the ADP is outside of 280. He's outside the top 70 outfielders being drafted right now. And you know, look, a lot of that is warranted. He hasn't done anything in the majors yet, but how many times have we seen young players take years to figure things out and get back on track? And you can hear it in the quotes, like he's in the lab. He's trying to figure out what do I need to do to get back to the player I was. And you know, you and I had the pleasure of seeing him multiple times. You know, we saw him in that 2022 Arizona Fall League. I saw him in 2023 spring training, that like 3-homer game in spring where everybody lost their minds. And you know, Jordan Walker is like a top 150, top 100 player in ADP after that. Look, the talent is there. The power is there. There's no doubt about that. He's got some things to fix. You know, ground ball rate has definitely been way too high. Even in that final month last season in September, when he did hit well, you mentioned the numbers, his ground ball rate was almost 56%. In that month. So it's just too hard to get to power if you're putting the ball on the ground that much. He didn't really put the ball on the ground that much throughout his minor league career. I mean, he was like mid-40s% on the ground ball rate. If he gets back to that level with as hard as he hits the ball, yeah, I think the numbers you threw out there, 20 to 25 home runs, 10 steals, we're not saying like he's winning you your league. He's not 40 home runs, but yeah, I think what you brought up is attainable if he, especially if he just plays every day and the Cardinals just leave him alone.
Yeah, it's a near top 100 value if you're getting 25-10, if he gets back to hitting for that high average. And, you know, another interesting aspect, one of the fastest bats in baseball, it's like a 77. You know, I think it's like 71 is like the average bat swing. He gets to 77. So now if you're going to bring your hands in, maybe you're going to lose a little bit of that bat speed. But if you're talking about getting to the ball, your hands are out. Even when you got that big bat speed, he's getting the ball on it and he's just digging it into the ground. So, you know, if you're making some of those concerted changes to bring your hands in a little bit more, that's going to maybe already lead to a guy that makes some pretty good decisions at the plate. you know, had a 22% K percentage in his rookie year. And then that just obviously floated back up. If we can get that back down and he can kind of hone in, we might be able to get that 260 plus average, 25 plus homers. I'm in. I love that he's in the lab. He is the classic sense of the sleeper. So get me Jordan Walker. Let's go to your second one up on the list. We're sticking outfield as I think it's very appropriate that we do. Lots of good outfielders. Kind of a popular-ish name. Maybe this is like reminiscent of like what you were talking about before, but I love that we're doing this one because I think this is a kind of along the lines of a classical sense, again, of a sleeper. It's just there's a few other people that also kind of like this one. Let's talk about Parker Meadows, another AFL alum from back in the day. Parker Meadows is your number two sleeper here.
Yeah, outfielder with the Tigers, younger brother of former standout Austin Meadows. And Parker did have some late round buzz last offseason. He got called up late in 2023, but you know it didn't work out last year. I mean, very obviously, he got off to a terrible start. His first 32 games, he hit under 100, two homers, three steals, 443 OPS, and a 38% strikeout rate for Austin Meadows. No surprise, he was sent back to AAA, where he crushed. He made adjustments, obviously put up some big numbers in AAA last season. I think we've figured that part out. Like Parker Meadows can hit at AAA. Can he come back to the majors and show us some of that talent? Well, he did that. It was delayed a little bit. He actually got called back up in July. He hurt his hamstring. He missed a month, but he returned in August. Parker Meadows did, and he played well. His final 47 games, he hit .296, six home runs, five steals, 840 OPS, dropped the strikeout rate all the way down to 21%. Doesn't hit the ball all that hard, but he does hit line drives. He sprays the ball. I expect more speed from a Parker Meadows than I do the power. Like maybe he's a 15 to 20 home run guy. It's a really tough park to hit for power as well in Comerica, but I do think the speed is legit. And I think the upside comes from potentially leading off for the Detroit Tigers because he basically led off against right-handed pitching from mid-August on. He carried that all the way through that miraculous postseason run that the Tigers had where he was still in the lineup against lefties, but he was leading off against right-handed pitching. If he just becomes the everyday leadoff guy for the Detroit Tigers, I think there's upside for
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Run scored. And if you look at his career, small sample size, Parker Meadows has actually been good against lefties. He's been better against lefties than he has against right-handed pitching. So I think...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo.
All night.
Maybe we were a year too early. This is the year. Leadoff man plays every day. Little bit of power. good speed, will get on base for the Tigers and provide that sneaky 25 to 30 steals. It's another profile similar to Josh Lowe, but again, these are the players that you can find outside the top 150. I actually think he's outside the top 180 picks right now, and that's Parker Meadows.
Yeah, I love this one. I think it's a great one. It speaks again to like what you can do in the later rounds if you do it right. Like you want to, if maybe you hold back on stolen bases a little bit and you did go maybe heavier power, maybe some pitching, and all of a sudden you're just like, man, I'm not doing it. Guys like Parker Meadows, Dylan Cruz, Josh Lowe, like you can pick up those stolen bases. ATC is pretty favorable as well. Almost around a 250 hitter, 15 homers, 21, 22 stolen bases. Most projections agree in there. So you can start building the windows of like, well, what else could that look like? If, you know, if he were to be hitting higher in a lineup, I believe, let me go back to splits here, because he kind of moved around the lineup. If you are, yeah, I mean, he had the most at bats leadoff. If he's the leadoff hitter for Detroit, you might be in a whole nother game here, because then all of a sudden you might be stealing quite a bit more. And then you get those stolen bases up to 30. And what if he becomes a 15-30 guy? Or if that power does end up starting to boost quite a bit. He does have a power difference, righties versus lefties. 8 of his 9 homers last year came against righties versus lefties. But he is hitting. So you're getting less platoony issues. You know, you might take away some of those platoons. So I think this is a sneaky one on Parker Meadows. If the cost is the same lower Meadows for you.
I will go with Josh Lowe just because the track record. We've seen him do it before. We've seen him have that, you know, borderline elite season. So I like both guys, but I will take Josh Lowe ahead.
All right. We are going to go to a pitcher. This is going to be my number 2 here. And this will probably be the eye rolly of eye rolly ones, I guess, for some people. But we are going, or there's one guy that's a CBS guy. And I, like, whenever I would be on the shows and like, he hates that I love Brandon Pfaadt. And he's just like the only guy, and he's always on my case about it. And it's like, oh, Brandon Pfaadt was this. Well, I am a breakout on Brandon Pfaadt this year. So let's talk about him. Brandon Pfaadt, NFBC ADP of around 178. So it's, you know, outside the top 175. Pfaadt last year, ERA, it did stink. I was wrong in that perspective. 4.71 because he fell apart in the second half. He had like a 5.9 ERA the last 2 months of the season. Was where everything came shattering down. 4.71 ERA, but he had a 3.78 expected ERA. Very good. And if you're not an expected stat or ERA guy, his Sierra was even better. 3.65. He induced weak contact, dropping barrels against from 11% to around 8%, and hard hit went under 40% against. Love both of those. He paired that with a K percentage that went up 2%, and a walk percentage that went down 1%. So, you know, he didn't have like elite K minus walk percentage, but the K minus walk percentage was in line with like a lot of really good pitchers that had higher K rates with higher walk rates as well. Focal point for Brandon Pfaadt for me, and this is like what I think is kind of key, where, you know, you have some underlying metrics, K percentage going up, which I love. He's not walking as many expected ERAs here, as those all work in his favor. So how does he get better? It is clear. It is clearly against lefties. That is how he can become a more dominant starting pitcher in fantasy. He held righties this past year to a 220 batting average against with a 29% K percentage. That is going to be about the sweeper, which we'll talk about clearly. But lefties hit 290 against him and only struck out 19% of the time. So in my world, if you're looking at, you know, like how can you get this better, maybe they end up scrapping some of the sinker, which had, I think, the highest batting average against, for a little bit more changeup, which, you know, I would hope in theory would have a higher K percentage. Actually lost K percentage this past year, but maybe he throws it a little bit more. So that's speculation on how you get better. But here's a few other things. Left on base percentage with Brandon Pfaadt, 64.5% this past year. That was the second worst of all pitchers in baseball of qualified. The reason I point that out is because left on base is not a sticky thing. Like if you got a pitcher with a super high left on base percentage outside the 90s, it's going to regress down. You got a pitcher with a left on base percentage in the low 60s, probably going to come back up unless they are total garbage. With that, by the way, in the top 10 of worst left on base percentage of qualified pitchers, 9 had an under 70% left on base percentage. Four of those had an expected ERA under four. Those four, obviously, I'm saying Brandon Pfaadt. Here are the other three pitchers that had an under 70% left on base percentage and an expected ERA that was under four with Brandon Pfaadt is Sonny Gray, Logan Gilbert, and Dylan Cease. It's a pretty good crew. Some similarities as well. The highest by a wide margin of those four, BABIP, was Brandon Pfaadt. He had a BABIP against of over 300. These other guys had in the 240, 250 range. So I think you take BABIP and an unsustainable left on base percentage. I think that's going to improve. And finally, if you want to look at his stuff, he had the fourth best stuff plus of any slider in baseball, 143 of qualified pitchers. Also, this is what I really like. His overall, so you have, if you go on like Fangraphs, you can see stuff plus, location plus, and pitch plus. He had a 106 stuff, 107 location, 106 pitch plus. Only three qualified pitchers in baseball had a 1.5 across the board. So 1.5 stuff, one location and pitch. That was George Kirby, Cutter Crawford, and Brandon Pfaadt. So what I'm trying to tell you is there is a really great slider that's in there, a changeup that can boost up, a fastball that he's been working with. He's not walking. He's getting higher strikeouts and expected stats work in his favor. Listen, is Brandon Pfaadt going to be a league winner? No, but I think at the cost of almost in the 200s, people are sleeping on Brandon Pfaadt in the upside where a lot of runs are going to be scored. And again, hey, look at me, dumb homer, but I like Brandon Pfaadt. What do you think about this one? Is Brandon Pfaadt as a sleeper, Frankie?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I mean, for a lot of the reasons that you mentioned, I think the surface numbers don't really tell the story on Brandon Pfaadt. He had a 361 FIP, a 378 xERA from last season. His K-minus walk rate was top 20 among starting pitchers last season, and he really just imploded down the stretch. If you look first 4 months...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
But nobody.
ITL.
Brandon Pfaadt looked pretty good. 392 ERA, 111 whip.
That guy wasn't chirping me during that time. But then he got me in August.
Yeah, the underlying numbers really lined up with those first 4 months, too. Final 2 months, a 651 ERA, 154 whip for Brandon Pfaadt. He had a 404 BABIP, 58% left on base percentage during that time. So all these hits were dropping. He could not pitch with runners on base. The FIP during that time, I mentioned 651 ERA, 367 FIP, 328 Sierra. So he basically pitched, based on underlying numbers, as good as he did in the first 4 months of the season, he had some really bad luck. So he's got the secondary pitches. I don't have any doubt about those. The sweeper, the changeup, those two are there. I think he has to figure something out with the fastball, Welsh, because That fastball gets crushed. I mean, it had a 369 expected wOBA last season. The sinker was much better, 288. So I don't know if it's a little bit less four seam. And he already did that. He went away from the four seam a little bit last year. More sinkers, or he's got good control. He's got good command. You know, find ways to sneak that fastball in against left-handed batters and just like command that pitch better so that it's not getting destroyed. I think if he tweaks the fastball and figures things out, the secondaries are there. He's got whiff stuff. He's got good control. He's got a great team backing him up as well. Also now has one of the best pitchers joining his staff in Corbin Burns. Maybe he can pick up a thing or two from him. Yeah, I am totally fine with the ADP. He's outside the top 180 right now. I don't know that he has like SP1 upside, but can he turn into like a SP2 or SP3 kind of like the way, you know, Zach Gallen has done that throughout his career? Yeah, I think that's possible for someone like Brandon Fott.
All right, so there you go. So I got a little bit of cosign there. Sounds like you cosign the sleeper ability of Brandon Fott. I love that. Let's go into number three. We're in the three range, halfway home on the sleepers, and we are going to another hitter. This was the one earlier that I was talking about. When I said, like, when I looked at Frankie's list, this one immediately jumped up and I was like, oh, this is a sneaky one. I really like this one. Frankie, your number three is Tommy Edman. Looks like he's going to be the center fielder for the Dodgers this season. Let's talk about Tommy Edman as a sleeper.
Look, no surprise. Very similar profile to the other outfielders that I've already brought up so far.
You got a type, Frank. You got a type.
Yeah, give me, you know, 15-ish home runs, 25 plus steals. And yeah, I think we can live with that.
It's a good type.
Last year, a weird year for Tommy Edman. He actually had wrist surgery coming off the 2023 season, and he was delayed for most of the season. Originally, back in October, November of 2023, he thought, all right, he should be ready for opening day. He was not. I mean, he just kept getting delayed. He actually didn't play any games with the Cardinals last season. He was traded to the Dodgers while he was still rehabbing that wrist injury. And once he did return to the Dodgers and make his season debut with them, he was fine, lower batting average, 237, six homers, six steals. That's a 24-24 pace. I think the power is definitely unsustainable there that we saw in the regular season. But then in the postseason, we were reminded of the talent, the player that Tommy Edman could be, where he hit 328, two home runs, five steals, 862 OPS, won the NLCS MVP, and all of that earned him an extension this offseason, 5 years, $74 million with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I basically just think he's going to get back to the player he was with the Cardinals when he was fully healthy and finished as a top 70 player in 2021 and 2022. He was 132nd in 2023, where he only played 137 games. So I think he could finish as like a top 120, maybe like top 100 player if everything works out. And the ADP is outside of the top 180. Again, I don't think Tommy Edman's a league winner. I just think that he's being slept on. I think he's undervalued right now in fantasy drafts. And I think there's a little bit of upside here just to earn other positions as well. We know that he's extremely versatile on defense. Sounds like he's going to start in center field, but there is a lineup iteration where they play Andy Páez in center field and it's Tommy Edman at shortstop and it's Mookie Betts at second. And maybe Hyesung Kim is more of a utility player for the Dodgers. So I think there's some upside to gain positions throughout the season. If not, he's only outfield eligible to start. I mentioned the ADP outside the top 180. He's going 50 picks later than Pete Crow Armstrong right now, 20 picks later than Bryson Stott, 18 picks later than guys like, you know, Lane Thomas and Andrés Giménez and guys like that. I think if he's not at least on par with those names, he could be even better. So it's just undervalued. Feels like, you know, you're getting some profit potential here on Tommy Edman.
I love that Pete Crow one because I'm not the biggest Pete Crow guy. And but I got to say, his projections, Pete Crow's, they just get big. I'm pulling this up here. I'm trying to not do this on my computer. But Tommy Edman, you want to talk about that Pete Crow side. Tommy Edman on ATC is projected 251, 14 homers, 22 stolen bases, and 31 games. So,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.